Welcome back to our Benusa pregame show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the Beavers, Jim Scanlon, and coach. The series is tied up 1-1. It's a brand new day. Do you kind of go into today's game with a mentality that everybody's back on an even playing field today?
Sure. I mean, it's obviously it's a one-game playoff for both teams. Winner advances. So, as a player at this level, it doesn't get any more exciting. And, we talked about not just owning the moment, but let's embrace the moment. We embrace the moment, enjoy the moment, then we can own the moment.
Stats sheet looked great for your team last night. You outshot them 31-19. Get 17 block shots from your forwards and defense out in front of Kerrigan. You win more faceoff. Your team did all the little things right. What went wrong?
I couldn't get the puck in the net enough. Playing from behind for most of the game too was another factor. It's just they're certainly a different team when they have the lead, like most teams can be. The scenario where there was a penalty called on us, and then they wind up getting a power play goal, and 3 minutes later they get another goal and they go up 3-1. It certainly was proved to be the difference in the game, because at that point, like I said, now we are definitely chasing it. Created a lot of good opportunities. I thought we made it pretty easy for their goalie, though. We didn't challenge with a whole lot of we never really got any second opportunities. A lot of shots went right into her midsection, and we got a according to them, they outworked us. So we got they won more battles, I should say. So they kind of laid the gauntlet down. That's fine. We'll take up that challenge.
Two back-to-back games where you're playing from behind. What's it going to take to get on the scoreboard first here today?
We just got to go out and play hard. I mean, that's certainly one of our – we talked about that this morning is scoring first, but at the same time, you can't go out there squeezing your stick. You just got to play. You got to trust each other, trust yourselves. You're good hockey players, make good hockey plays, and get pucks to the net. It's not rocket science, So, again, I feel good about where we're at right now, mindset-wise, and looking forward to getting going here.
Any changes to today's lineups?
I'll put Heather Olson back in on defense. Obviously, just a little more veteran experience there, but otherwise, everything's the same.
Alexis Streisel set a new BSU record today with her 147th consecutive game played. She is the Iron Horse of BSU women's hockey. Talk about what she does for this team.
Just that in itself is pretty impressive, because AJ is certainly not the biggest player out there, but gutsy, tough, gritty, great leader. She's a battler. She does so much for us. Obviously, she's plays a lot of hockey. She's on the ice quite a bit. She plays in all situations, whether it's penalty kill, power play. She has led our team in block shots ever since Eve graduated. And obviously, she's a point producer. Leads our decor in points. So, does an awful lot, no question. And again, just for to her to have that record speaks for her toughness.
She also has 80 total points. That's second all-time in BSU program history as well. Third in assists and second in goals. I had a chance to visit with her before the game earlier today, and I know she's fired up about this game. Your senior class obviously knows what's on the line. What is the mentality of your team coming in here?
Well, we talked about the excitement and this is the finality of playoff hockey. Just because you lose at this point, from here on out, you lose a game, your season's over. So definitely adds a little bit of the excitement, if you want to call it tension, all that to the air. But you know what? These are the games you're always going to remember as players. And we had a good meeting this morning. Gave all 25 players an opportunity to express what they felt it was going to take. And it was really, really impressive. 25 really different takes, but all of them, some of the things we've talked about as a staff and as a team all year long. So it's they know what they have to do, and now it's just a matter of going out there and playing.
I know, Coach, you talked about owning the moment. I know that was the mantra 4 years ago here in Duluth. Nice to bring those mantras back, because look what it did 4 years ago for your team. But this is a different group, isn't it?
It is, yeah, it is. But, obviously there's definitely some similarities in terms of how the games have gone, win the first one, lose the second one, and different teams, obviously, on both sides. But again, for this group here, obviously we were in a game 3 last year down in Minnesota. Those players that were there, participated in it and obviously played extremely well. And that's something that those experiences they can recall and realize, been here before and handle that pressure, handle that situation. It did very, very well. So in our freshman class, all of them have been in big games. All of them have been part of championship programs, championship teams at different levels. So they've been there before, and again, they can recall those experiences themselves.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here today?
Well, certainly scoring first would be nice, Kelly. But you know what? If it doesn't happen, then you know you just got to keep battling. I mean, we just got to stick to our game plan. We got to get more pucks to the net, be a little bit more tenacious in the offensive zone. Like I said, I think we made it a little easy for their goal yesterday. Try to make her a little more uncomfortable. Try to take her eyes away if we can more often, and get more pucks to the net.
Okay, I know I've been here before. I'm a bit nervous. What advice do you give someone who has no control over the outcome?
Like myself and Shane and Amber? Yeah, well, you just got to sit back and enjoy it. You know what? To me, I know the group's ready. However this game ends, you know, I have the peace of mind knowing, and it's been a really, really successful year. And it's been a pleasure coaching this group. So I'm going to, if this happens to be the last game for our six seniors, I want to enjoy every minute of it. I hope like heck it's not, but at the same time, I know that they're ready. I know we've done everything we can as a staff to prepare them. Now they just got to go out and play.
Great advice. Coach, good luck today. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.